Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. I am your host, Tom B. Stone. A lot to unpack today, but first I invite you to call in and join the conversation at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754, or you can also feel free to join me in the chat room where I will address your comments and questions there as well. Just a reminder, a new showtime here every Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on Talk 29. Just a quick disclaimer, a little laundry to any listeners who are easily offended or have children in close proximity to whatever device you're listening to me on. Shut my show off, or please remove the young ears from the room. I'll give you a minute.
Now then, first off, let me start off by saying the month of June is Pride Month. Funny how they got a whole month to exploit their deviant sexual behavior by standing nearly butt naked on a float in parades and liberal shitholes throughout the United States. In one instance, I saw with my own eyes, if you don't believe me, you could actually go and look it up on YouTube where it's exploited freely, apparently. In one instance, two men are standing atop a float, one with a nearly bare naked ass, and the other with a whip of sorts, and proceeds to whip him in the ass. And not only that, but fondling his ass cheeks while parents and children, well, children are forced to stand by with their idiot parents and watch in horror because, you know, apparently this is accepted. Not only is it accepted, but it's also newsworthy. That's great. That's just what people want to see and hear when they tune into the news. Folks, to be honest with you, I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again, that I'm losing some faith in humanity because this is just It's outrageous for one to have a whole month. I get having a pride parade. I get even having, drag queen shows. Great. That's not illegal. When you bring children to it, it is. Or at least it should be. It's sick. It's disgusting. It's deviant sexual behavior. If I brought my 8-year-old daughter to a strip club, or my 8-year-old son to a strip club, I'm sure I would be arrested. Okay? If I went to the park and shook my ass in front of a child that was swinging on the swing, I'm sure I'd get stalked in the nose. But no, apparently these deviant sexual, graphic novels are allowed in the library, if you can even call them novels. They have drag queen story hour. where the drag queen promptly comes to your child's school, dances their half-naked ass in your child's face, and proceeds to sing about giving oral sex or getting oral sex and how good it is. That's awesome. Whatever happened to standing up and pledging allegiance to the flag? Or learning about history? Learning how to read and write? Learning how to do simple math problems? Kids this age should not be exploited to this kind of bullshit. It's sick and depraved and disgusting. But now, it gets worse. I mean, I've spoken already about the corporations that support this nonsense and jump on the bandwagon and risk public outrage and company boycotts, losing revenue hand over fist. So I won't really reiterate. You can go back in the archives and listen to that information if you wish. But the liberal nutjobs have now tripled down on the idiocy. Let me explain. A man in Reading, PA, was protesting a pride rally, standing across the street from the pride rally, holding a sign that says, quote, "Jesus said, go and sin no more." There's nothing illegal about that. He wasn't causing a ruckus. He wasn't stirring up the other side of the street. He wasn't causing any violence or initiating any violence or threatening any violence. He was standing there with a sign. Pretty much for the most part, quiet. And then a police officer decides to come over and speak to the man on his sign and how he, is causing a disruption, which he wasn't. And the man, told the officer, hey, I'm not causing a disruption. I have every right to be here. This is public property. To which the officer with a quarter of a brain cell in his noggin said, well, let them have their day. Let them have their day? They have a whole goddamn month. And the man wasn't doing anything wrong. He was on public property. He was holding a sign. And they were doing because he has every right as a citizen of this country to do so. The officer proceeded to walk away, in which the man quoted some Bible scripture. And the officer came over and said, that's it, you're done, placed him in handcuffs. Forcefully, might I add. Apparently, placed under arrest, causing a disturbance. Not being violent or irreverent in any way, but thrown into a squad car, treated like a career criminal. You would think that Antifa was setting fires. But no, not at all. Because apparently that's accepted. I don't call this justice. I call this religious persecution. This is not the first time it's happened, and it definitely won't be the last. This is why I don't blindly back the blue, because as with anything else, there are a few bad apples in the bunch. One bad officer does not represent the entire police force in the United States. But this guy should not even have a badge. To be honest with you, he had no right to place the man under arrest. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't mouth off to the officer. He didn't cause a disturbance. He didn't threaten violence. He wasn't throwing projectile at the other side of the street. Standing there with a sign, he was met by more than just a smattering of applause. This was cheers and hooting and hollering and yay, police, woohoo. Wait a minute. I thought cops, all cops, were racist homophobes. And your ilk will stop at nothing to defund them. In this case, I'm sure others, you praise them for doing their job. And you applaud this police officer. How brave of him. You know what that makes you? Makes you hypocrites. You can't have it both ways. This cop did not do his job. This cop blindly, pretty much assaulted a man who had every right to be on public property protesting, because that's what we have the right to do in this country, right? You say it any other time where you're protesting other causes and actually are causing disturbances and swinging projectile and assaulting people and setting fires and, you know, looting stores. But nah. That's righteous anger and protest as the goddamn car dealership is burning behind you. Now, nothing to see here, though. It isn't enough that for an entire month, that the LGBTQ plus community gets to celebrate a whole month of pride. So, be who you want to be. I want to be noticed. I want to be accepted. You're noticed and accepted. You're noticed and accepted every day. You need a whole month? You need that much reassurance? May I suggest a puppy? You get a whole month. But may I point out that our soldiers who fought for this country get a day. You heard me correctly. They get 24 hours. Did any of the retards on the left or in the mainstream media mention anything about Memorial Day? Or D-Day, for that matter? The answer is no. But it didn't stop nut job alcoholic Nancy Pelosi from posting jubilantly about Tiananmen Square and how the Chinese citizens were subsequently vaporized for standing in front of the army of China and demanding their basic rights. Yeah, that's important. That's important. But D-Day isn't. Do any of you idiots know what D-Day is? Let me educate you. Turn up the volume. That's a day on June 7th where thousands upon thousands of Allied forces fought for their lives as they stormed the beaches of Normandy, France. It was a bloodbath. Thousands upon thousands killed, thousands upon thousands injured, all in the name of our freedom. Did you mention one word about that? Did you take time off from your busy schedule of bitching and complaining about how everything is not fucking inclusive to suit you, to thank a veteran, to thank a soldier? The answer is probably you didn't. Because you haven't got the attention span of a goddamn raccoon to read a history book and learn to have enough respect to give our brave soldiers, past and present, more than 24 hours to salute them and honor them. And you know what? You should be ashamed of yourselves. Every single one of them should be ashamed of themselves. You disgust me. But nah, let's have all these folks marching in the street exploiting their deviant sexual behavior with dildos attached to their forehead, while another guy whips another man's bare, pimply, wrinkly ass. And parents bring their kids to this like it's a baseball game. Fucking exquisite. Now, to be honest with you right now, I believe you should be arrested. If you, as a parent, are bringing your young child to an event such as this, you should be arrested and have your children taken away from you. Because you're unfit to be a parent. You're not even fit to be a freaking human being. I will tell you all that I do pray for our armed forces every single day and thank them for defending this country and defending my freedom in order for me, for people like me to have the freedom and to have a platform to speak freely and openly on the airwaves or even post on social media. LGBTQ has 1 month to flaunt their bare asses and display sexual acts for the public, and the soldiers get a month. And it's not what this country is about. When Joe Bumbling Biden said Build Back Better, this was a part of it. Now, don't get me wrong, there's always been Pride Month, but it has not been. It has definitely not been to this extent and as disgusting and vile as it's been for the last couple of years. And I believe that the LGBTQ plus community has been infiltrated by a certain percentage of deviant sexually deviant people, individuals who are basically looking to groom the next generation, starting with the children. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so important for drag queens to have an audience that are children? Why? Why is it so important to them? Why do they want to be noticed by children? Why is it necessary, child, to walk up to a drag queen and hand them dollar bills? Why is that necessary? Why do you want your audience to be children? I have nothing against if you want to have a drag show. That's great. Good for you. That's your occupation? Fantastic. It should be an adult show, adults-only show, not children. You're all groomers. That's what it is. And I'm not afraid to say it. I will say it. You're groomers. You're disgusting groomers and perverts. And there is a special place in hell for people like you who are going to eventually hurt children, because that's your ultimate goal. Your ultimate goal is to somehow exploit these children, groom these children and exploit these children and make them just like you. And this is what really scares me. These are the future leaders of America. Now, there are a few that are going to stand up and be against these kind of things. Like the teenager who went to school with a T-shirt on that said there are only two genders and was promptly suspended. But why? Why, do you ask, was he suspended? Did he wear something on his T-shirt that was, so offensive? It was, some kind of sacrilege or... No. Biologically, And scientifically, his shirt was 100% correct. There are two genders. You ever watch the movie Kindergarten Cop? Boys have a penis and girls have a vagina. Watch the movie. Read a biology book. For the love of God, a judge for the Supreme Court was asked, what is a woman? And her answer was, I don't know. I'm not a biologist. She's a woman. She can't define what a woman is. Is your goal to confuse every single child that knows how to read? Is that your goal? Is that your goal to just assume, the parenting over children? They're now called the, according to Joe Bumble and Biden, they're the nation's children. Oh, really? You don't get to make that decision, Joe. You can't even walk straight. You can't read two lines off the teleprompter. Your brain is melting out your fucking ears. And you want to go up there and say your children are the nation's children? Go fly a kite, bro. Go pound sand. Yeah, might I add, the same guy who's forcefully stuffing his nose in little girls' hair and grabbing them under their bust and pulling them towards him. The same man whose daughter wrote in her diary that she was forced to take showers with her dad and caused nymphomania in her adult years. Let that sink in. A man whose own son called him pedophile Pete. Let that sink in. And if you voted for this shit, turn my goddamn show off right now. Because you're an idiot. You shouldn't even have the privilege to have this show on, to hear the sound of my voice. Anyway. Really is even more disturbing is that not only do the veterans get one day, Memorial Day, but yeah, there's Veterans Day and there's D-Day. And yeah, but Memorial Day is the big one. That's the quote unquote federal holiday. But there's a Black History Month. There's a Women's History Month, and even rather recently, a federal holiday that the liberal Democrat nut jobs named Juneteenth, which, by the way, if you they actually knew shit from applesauce, that they is historically and chronologically incorrect. Again, I reiterate, read a history book. Because then you'll find out and learn something. May I just say, there's no Caucasian Pride Month, is there? Nah, not at all. Is there a Men's History Month? No. Well, even though men, freed the slaves, men gave women the right to vote and the right to drive, and, all kinds of rights were voted on by men. No Men's History Month. Bah! That would be toxic masculinity and the patriarch and this and that. Shut your pie hole. That's what they're teaching in school now. To hate men. That's what makes you a feminist, because you hate men. What makes you empowered, to hate men. And to think you're better than everybody else, and to think you're entitled to special rights? Well, newsflash, honey. You're not. Y'all are the first ones to talk about being equal and having equal rights. Well, what about the men? Why does that exclude men? need to really reexamine what all that crap means, because you got it ass backwards and upside down. And none of these things will ever come to fruition, be honest with you, because everything to the liberal nut job media is racist and homophobic, and it'll never happen, because it doesn't, nor will it ever fit their narrative. Now, just a reminder that if you're a fan of this content provided on this broadcast, you can also tune into my colleague's broadcast as well, Marcus Cain's, As I See It, every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen anytime on demand. Folks, I will continue to tell you that every week I do this show, I am just truly grateful to have a platform to provide this information to you on a weekly basis. My goal is to inform the American people of the truth. If you don't believe, you know, some things that I'm telling you on this show, you can do your own research and find out for yourselves. It takes a 5-second Google search for some of the things that I tell you. And I will also tell you that I'll never lie to you. I'll never provide you false information. And if for whatever reason that you think I am, call me up and tell me. Send me an email. Shoot something in the chat. And I will address it. I will provide you with the most accurate information at my disposal on a weekly basis. And I just want to thank you for tuning into my show and giving me this platform to talk to you. I will be back next week. As always, thank you for listening. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.